Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The DH, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts between the mound and first base. Colburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Pottek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer takes first base on ball four. Len moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len scores. Brohmer moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Lynn picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lynn. McRae moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans bunts towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Remy reaches third base with a triple. Jim Rice, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Bird now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Clint Hurdle now playing third base. Jerry Terrell now playing second BA. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Daryl Porter. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. McRae scores. Wilson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.